This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Political parties have gained momentum to form a new government in Bihar. After a landslide victory in the assembly elections, the NDA has shifted focus to government formation in the state. Union Minister and President of Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas Chirag Paswan, President of Hindustani Awam Morcha Santosh Suman and several other leaders of the NDA met Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar in Patna yesterday. During the meeting, informal discussions were held regarding government formation. JDU's working President Sanjay Jha and Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh also met senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi last evening. It is reported that initial discussions regarding the process of forming the new government took place during this meeting. The last meeting of the state cabinet is likely to be held tomorrow. In this meeting, a recommendation will be made to dissolve the cabinet. The JDU has called all its 85 newly elected MLAs to Patna. Tomorrow, a meeting of the JDU Legislature Party will be held, in which party president Nitish Kumar is likely to be elected as the leader of the Legislature Party.
All five constituent parties of the NDA will hold separate meetings to elect their respective Legislature Party leaders, after which a joint meeting will be held where the leader of the NDA will be elected. A meeting of the Lok Jan Shakti Party was held yesterday, in which the party's state president Raju Tiwari was elected leader of the Legislature Party. Meetings of the Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha Legislature Parties are expected to be held today. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The Delhi Crime Branch has filed two separate FIRs against Al Falah University, one for cheating and the other one under sections of forgery. According to a Delhi police source, a team from the Crime Branch unit visited the university office in Okhla in the national capital yesterday. The Delhi police has also issued a notice to the university and requested for certain documents from them. It said the FIRs were registered after University Grants Commission, UGC, and the National Assessment and Accreditation Council, NAAC, flagged serious irregularities at the university during their reviews. All gates of Delhi Metro's Lal Qila station are now open for commuters. Lal Qila Metro station was earlier closed after the blast in a car near the Red Fort in Delhi on the 10th of this month. In Kerala, Shabarimala Temple will open this evening for the annual Mandala Makaravilaka pilgrimage this season. Travancore Devaswam Board TDB said that all arrangements have been completed. The Sanctum Sanctorum will open at 5 p.m, during which E.D. Prasad will assume charge as the new male Shanti, chief priest of Shabarimala, and M.G. Manu will take charge as the male Shanti of Mallikapuram. In Jammu and Kashmir, the security forces recovered an improvised explosive device, IED, in the frontier district of Rajouri on Saturday and later destroyed it in a controlled explosion. Our correspondent reports that a house was partially damaged in the explosion, which was carried out in Upper Bangai village of Thannamandi subdivision of the district. According to officials, a security patrol found the IED near the house and called in the bomb disposal squad, which decided to conduct a controlled explosion. Today is the National Press Day, observed every year on the 16th of November, to celebrate the role of a free and responsible press. The day commemorates the establishment of the Press Council of India, which began its operations on this day in 1966. The British government has announced that under new plans aimed at slashing irregular immigration and countering the hard right, Britain will drastically reduce protections for refugees and end automatic benefits for asylum seekers. The measures modelled on Denmark's strict asylum system were announced as Prime Minister Keir Starmer comes under pressure from surging popularity for the anti-immigrant reform UK party. In men's cricket, chasing the target of 124 runs set by South Africa, India were 10 for 2 at lunch on day 3 of first test at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. Earlier, the visitors were bowled out for 153 after resuming their second innings at the overnight score of 93 for 7. Greater Noida is set to host the World Boxing Cup final scheduled from today to November 20th at the Shahid Vijay Singh Pathik Sports Complex. And that is the end of this news bulletin.